Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is the podcast to create a beautiful life for yourself, manifesting, creating, re-experiencing your highest, most wonderful, most fulfilling life. Today I wanted just to share a little bit of encouragement on the journey. Because sometimes we do all this work and we think it's not working. How come my life is such a mess? It doesn't think things aren't changing. Everything's not where I want it to be yet. And at that point, it might feel that it isn't working. Oh, does it really make any difference? Is it getting anywhere? Is this all just illusions? Am I just thinking stuff in my head? Does this really do anything? And I want you to know that yes indeed it does actually work. It really, really does. It's just a matter of time. I have manifested so many things in my life, and consistently there's always been some moment where things don't seem to be happening. Right? I remember when I was in England, really in an awful state of awareness. I was living in a house with four guys, four of us together. We were supposed to be doing meditation and stuff like that. Everyone was kind of like off on their own trip, and I didn't have any money, and I was at college. I just finished college actually, and it was just like this like limbo phase. So I started visualizing a new life, helping people, being of inspiration to others, doing things I loved in a tropical place. And for a while, I was very inspired about this. And I've shared this in great detail somewhere else, but I'm just going to give you the essence. It felt really, really, really good. But there was a point where I'm thinking, hang on a minute, like I'm just sitting here in my room, right? Nothing's happening. Sitting here on this wood floor, trying to visualize this stuff. And I'm looking, nothing's going on. Look out the window, it's gray and nasty outside. You know, I haven't got any money. My bank account is in minus, right? My friends are all over the place and everything's not working out. Actually, practically, my life is a mess. But little did I know, in about a month from that moment, I would be living in Hawaii, and I haven't even been back to England in 16 years, right? So, so that goes to show that there's always this moment of doubt. Even recently, I went through some challenges because of a relationship ended and some issues came up, right? And there was a period, I'm just being radically honest with you, there was a period where I was really quite worried about myself. Like, how is this going to work out? What's going to happen next? I really felt I was imagining doomsday scenarios happening. And I was like, I can't see a way through this for a certain period of time. There was a window of about 2 weeks where there was a lot of challenges happening, where things could have gone horribly wrong. But I know all these things, right? I'm teaching you these things, and I know this, and I practice it as best I can, but I still get caught up in some of this stuff anyway. And I remember just having to have a chat with myself, saying, Michael, just calm down. It's going to be all right. Just keep holding the vision. Move away from what you don't want and what's happening now to what you do want. And I just brought it back. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. I wasn't sure how all these things would resolve themselves. But now they're all resolved, right? And I'm like living on the other side of it, and everything's great, better than before, and I'm very, very blessed, right? So these doomsday scenarios didn't actually happen, except in my mind. But the visions that I held are either here now, or they're becoming greater and greater and greater. So I want you to know that there is a certain amount of friction involved in this process. Okay, it doesn't feel good when that comes up. It can feel frightening. It can feel like everything is definitely not working out. It's not gonna work out, and it's all just ridiculous. But if you really make that inner shift and you're willing to do whatever it takes to become the highest version of yourself, then it really genuinely is only a matter of time. It really is. And when I look back on my own life and these moments in the hero's journey, those challenging moments, when I look back, I think to myself, even though that was unpleasant, it worked out, and it worked out again and again and again and again. And if I could go back and tell myself something, it would be try and reduce the worry and stress, because it has worked out before and it's going to work out again. It might be different from what we think. There may be a different way round. The way we thought we'd get there may not be working. We might have to go around the obstacle, above the obstacle, underneath the obstacle, right? There's all these strange and wondrous ways. We might have to change direction a little bit. We might not be exactly what we want or what we'd imagine, but it will be something wonderful. It's likely to be better than what we imagine. And so to have that conversation with yourself, it's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. In fact, it's going to be better than what you think. Just keep breathing, gentle, nice, deep breaths. Keep doing your practices. Keep looking after yourself. Get enough rest. Do things that you enjoy. Take the pressure off. Have patience. Try and enjoy the process. And it's only a matter of time till some wondrous new experience opens up before the clouds part and the sun comes down and warms your face and the whole world becomes brighter and more beautiful. It's only a matter of time. And it is done. It is done. It is already done on the other side. So you're going to be all right. I definitely know you're going to be all right, and you will be. You know you will on a deeper level. And make sure you take care of yourself in this process. You're worth it. So eat well. Eat like a royal person, you know, really like good food, good rest. Self-respect, dress well, look after yourself. You know, if you're going through these things, sometimes we let things slide. You just look after yourself. You deserve it. Keep writing down what you want again and again and again. Keep saying it out loud. Keep visualizing it. And before you know it, you'll be looking back on your visualizations and your writings and this whole thing, and you'll go, oh wow, it's actually here. It worked out. It was great. I can't believe it. You know, what was I worried about? So everything's going to be fine. Sending you lots of love, gratitude, and many, many blessings.